Be aware of your breath coming and going. And be aware of the circle of the four archangels, of the four cities, with the flame at the center. Be aware of the east and the gateway of the dawn, and see yourself standing before the Trithilian gateway as the sun rises. And as the first beam of light strikes through the gateway, it shines into you. And you find within you the shape of a sword of light. That is the sword of liberation. That is the dividing of the past from the future. That is the sword of clarification. That is the great and ancient sword of light. You feel that sword embodying in your flesh, embodying in your being, feeling your sword-like nature. You feel the power of the city of Gorias. Power of the new, the breath that renews the world. And walking around the circle, you find yourself standing before the gateway of the south, which is the gateway of earth and the daylight of noon, of brightness. And through the gateway of the south, a great blast of light appears that takes shape within you as the spear of light. Spear of sovereignty. And you feel the illumination of your will. You feel your power, the power of light. Coming to the west, you contemplate the gate of the twilight, the gate of the waters, the gate of rain. You contemplate the twilight, the sea and the rain and the clouds. And it is as if a wave of the sea rises up and embodies itself in you, in the shape of a cup that is like quicksilver, that flows and contains and connects, that embodies the mystery of love and connection. And the mystery of flow and ending. As you receive the mystery of the city of Murias, the sea city. Coming round to the north, we encounter the gateway of the stars, another great Trithilian gateway through which the landscape of the stars can be seen. And as we contemplate the stars and the darkness, we experience the mystery of matter, the mystery of the living stone, becoming the living stone, the light made flesh. Feeling the laws and the patterns of the universe embodying in us, becoming part of us. As we return to the center point, we experience the mystery of the four cities of Gorias and the sword of opening, of Phineas and the spear of light, of Murias and the chalice of flow and containment, of Phalias and the mystery of the laws of life. Before us once again is the great flame doorway, and we step into it, feeling ourselves at the center of the circle, at the center of the cities. Feeling the balance between the hallows, between the elements, between the angels. Feeling them meeting in our human form. And as we stand in this place, we are aware that we have company. We are joined by a man and a woman, a silver-haired, bearded, distinguished man dressed in tweeds. And a woman with a long dress and a shawl upon her head and golden red hair. And be aware that we have been joined by William Sharp and Fiona MacLeod. And they invite us to join hands with them and say that if we do, they will show us the road to the Isles. And as we join with them, they somehow become one being. And draw us with them along the white road to the Isles, the road that moves in time and space, and yet is the straight road that bypasses time and space. And it's, in a certain sense, the road passes through them, and we pass through them, as if they hold their hand in an arch shape, and as if we pass through their very substance, and in passing through their substance, our human nature and our elven nature awake and align. And we find ourselves on a green island with white beaches and a clear light that shines all around, looking into the west. And we hear the crying of the gulls and the crying of seals. And there is a path before us, and at the head of the path there is a man with a bonnet pulled to one side and an eagle's feather rising out of it. And he is wrapped in a long cloak, and his eyes are bright, and he sees. sees deep and far. And we become aware that we are in the presence of Ian Moore, the seaman, the great man, the teacher of the way. And he invites us to follow him to the glen and the spring of the place of the heart's desire. A secret place, a mysterious place. But a place that is only a step away. A place that is reached through the longing of the heart and the prayer of the heart. Take a step and we are in a small hidden glen. And Ian Moore guides us forward to a shining pool. It is silver and gold and many colors, and then simply deep. So as we look into it, we see our own reflection and the reflection of our life. And as we look further into it, we see deep within the wellspring. A golden black trout swimming in circles, inscribing the circled cross, looking at us. And as we look into the heart of the fish, as we look into the heart of the well, we look into the heart of the desire of the heart. And it is as if we fall into the eye of the trout. As if we move and travel with it, becoming it, descending with it. and it is as if we are gathered with it into the hands of Orchil, who is the weaver, who loves the trout, and who loves all that the trout bring to her. And she gently separates us from the trout and returns the trout into the great waters and holds us in her hand. And as we contemplate this great being who weaves souls into and out of life, we receive her blessing. So that her power, her will, her deep understanding informs our expression of the heart's desire. We are seen, we are loved, we are nourished, and we are blessed. And we are released into the wide world, flowing backwards into the well, rising up to the place where Ian Moore waits for us as guide and companion and teacher of the way. Leads us out of the hidden glen where Fiona and William wait for us, and as we step towards them, becoming the living arch that is Wilfion, becoming the opposite in union, the doorway, the creative fusion that enables new life. And as we step into them and into their fields, Fiona and William bless us, reinforce us, enable us to manifest the heart's desire, connecting us to this great path of the way, so that it will work through us, sleeping and waking by day and by night. And we find ourselves standing in the middle of the circle, in the great doorway of light, stepping out of the flame and returning to our place.